your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
You know, the case of the judge, Kevin Mullins, and his murder, and then the charges against Sean Steins, the sheriff, are starting to look kind of reminiscent of another vigilante story, obviously, that we know about, the United Healthcare CEO murder, where it looks like more and more in the Kevin Mullins case that Sean Steins was taking justice into his own hands and doing what he thought needed to be done. At least that's what I'm kind of getting the read out of this. When we learn more and more about the accusations against Mullins that were brought in light of the criminal investigation of former sheriff deputy Ben Fields. He was convicted earlier this year on charges of rape, sodomy, perjury, and tampering with a prisoner monitoring device. As part of that investigation, witness Sabrina Atkins alleged in a police interview that Mullins exchanged legal leniency for sexual favors and allowed his chambers to be used for sexual misconduct. Atkins detailed her claims in an audio recording that was obtained by News Nation in Banfield. He does have some videotapes of some stuff in the judge's chambers, she said. Just with girls, sexual and stuff. I've seen one partly. She further alleged that Fields coerced her into performing sexual acts in the judge's chambers, promising to tamper with her ankle monitor to keep her out of jail. Those allegations formed the backbone of the civil lawsuit Atkins filed in January of 22. In that lawsuit, she accused Mullins and Fields of using the judge's chambers as a location to carry out assaults and other illicit activities. There were no cameras, the lawsuit stated, describing the chambers as a secluded area exploited by those in positions of power. 3 days before the fatal shooting, Steins, a longtime friend of Mullins, was deposed in Atkins' lawsuit. His attorney, Jeremy Bartley, had indicated that Atkins' allegations and the findings from Fields' case are central to the defense, saying this is a large story. It's a story that in some ways is difficult to tell, Bartley said during a recent court hearing. He described the accusations against Mullins as crucial to understanding Steins' actions. Atkins' lawsuit further alleges that Fields used his authority as a deputy sheriff to intimidate her and others into compliance. The chambers, she claims, became a hub for illegal activities, due to the lack of surveillance. Quote, Fields assaulted me in there more than once, and Mullins knew, Adkins wrote in her lawsuit. Fields' conviction earlier this year has already exposed significant corruption within their local justice system. Now, with the murder of Mullins, the spotlight has intensified on the alleged abuse of power by judicial officials there. Revelations have sparked national discussions about the systematic corruption and the unchecked authority of public servants. Yeah, we've been screaming about it for a while.
We still haven't found out what the connection with the sheriff's daughter was, right?
I got a theory.
Do you?
I do. And this is just my theory. It's conjecture. It's not fact. I am wondering if the sheriff learned of these activities, and maybe the judge told him about this, at lunch or something, because they had gone out for lunch, and maybe informed him that, hey, I did this or that. And maybe he was like, what? And then he finds out a lot more, or maybe he talked about either his daughter or a friend that maybe his daughter knows that's young in that area, that maybe had an experience in that chambers with the judge. Mm-hmm. And as a dad, freaked out and then called his daughter and maybe said, I'm in here with the judge. Can you confirm what this is? Whatever that was, whether it was with the daughter, which we have no evidence of, other than that was a phone call to her, or somebody else, something. There was something there that set him off. And I think there was a threat made to his family by the judge. I think something, I'm going to guess to the effect of, if you say any of this, your wife and daughter are, next are going to, we'll take them out and, make it look like this and nobody will ever know. Something like that. Some sort of threat that would happen to his family. Either if he did something or that it will now because of the knowledge that he had. And I think this guy thought there was no other way to stop that from happening other than killing the judge.
Which, on the surface, seems like a horrific thing to do, but in his brain, I agree with you, something was about to go down is what I feel. That something, he didn't feel that he had any alternative, that things are so corrupt that if he had brought it up, it wouldn't have mattered. So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, and he said that, I think it explains the, they're going after my wife and daughter. They're going to kidnap my wife and daughter. He'd said something to that effect while he was being arrested. Mm-hmm. So I think he thought the only thing that he could do at that moment to prevent that from happening was to shoot the judge. I think the judge had something in motion that he could harm his family in an immediate fashion. And he had to just make the call. I think maybe a threat was made, or maybe, fuck you. Here's what's going to happen now. There was something, a threat that he thought his family was in imminent danger and he had to shoot the judge. That is my conjecture or my guess on this.
Yeah, I think you're right. This is going to get uglier and uglier. And, we've been saying this sentence a lot, at least this week and last week. While I don't condone violence, but it feels like our society, and I'm speaking as somebody sitting in the United States right now, but our society has decided that we aren't going to get justice by going through the regular channels. And there are people who decide to step outside and do their vigilante justice because they don't have any faith in the system. And I don't know what to think about that. The whole United Healthcare shooting, I don't condone violence, but I understand it.
Yeah.
And in this case, we don't know the entire backstory, but if it's leading to the fact that this sheriff knew something shitty was going on and had no way of going through the proper channels to fix it because, you know, is this another Murdaugh type situation where everybody's corrupt? Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And I don't, like I said, I'm not condoning it. But when you feel that desperate and that backed into a corner, that bad things are about to happen,
I think
the brain just goes to a bad place.
I think that the sheriff thought he had there was no option. And there was something that was imminently going to happen to his family. And the judge had expressed something to the effect of, you know, no one will ever, you know, I'll get away with it and whatever. Something was made.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, that's my guess. We'll find out as more and more of this comes to light. And the question will end up being, how much of a vigilante was the sheriff? You know, or was it really not that imminent or that much of a threat that would call for killing someone? When those pieces are going to be interesting, because I think that will also very much shade our opinion of him. The other question is, did the sheriff know these things were going on? Or was he involved in any of it? Or, you know, any of that? I mean, he's a pretty high up official in a town that has a lot of corruption going on. So to say that you're completely oblivious, I think would be a little surprising, but who knows? You don't know. That's the thing. There's just so many unknowns here and so many pieces to this puzzle that are all over the place from different places in the timeline that it's hard to kind of put them all together, but we'll keep watching.
What if he actually just found out about it and flipped shit?
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if that's what is happening or what happened.
That's what I'd like to think happened, that he wasn't, you know, involved or didn't have any knowledge of this and then stumbled upon something and went, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And maybe he's the one who actually has a backbone and a conscience and says, no, this is not going to happen. This is not okay.
I'm hoping that's what it is, but time will tell.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day.
Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.